You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jack Bergstrand, the author of The Velocity Advantage. He's also the CEO and founder of Brand Velocity, Inc., and consequent on the board of the Drucker Institute and the leading expert on how to increase the velocity of large cross-functional initiatives. Mr. Bergstrand, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be with you, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for your time as well. So to kick things off, what is the Velocity Advantage?
It's a book that was created after having gone through about 20 years worth of reading and basically trying to get my hands on everything I could do, and then integrating that and applying it in organizations. And so what I found was that after having come from a large organization, that it wasn't big companies that were beating small ones, it was fast companies that were beating slow ones. And so what the Velocity Advantage does is integrate about 200,000 pages of business and even non-business material, so that people can build their brains in a holistic way and then apply that knowledge to get work done better and faster, particularly in cross-functional environments.
Now, you say that this helps people achieve better and faster results with less effort and aggravation. Get into some of those details.
Well, I think any of us who work with others find that sometimes it works really well and then sometimes it doesn't work as well. And we spent about 10 years on turning around large cross-functional initiatives. A lot of them had software components, large software components to them. And what we found was that people look at problems in basically four different ways, and each of these ways can work at cross purposes, but they're actually all part of the same solution. There are people who think in terms of envision, you know, where you intend to go and why. There are people who think about more about the numbers, some of the priorities and the analytics that go behind decision making. Others are process oriented, and they're kind of builders. And then there are people, and they just are very gifted at interacting with others. But they aren't necessarily the people who are going to do the analysis for you. And in a cross-functional environment, these kind of work at cross-purposes. What we found when projects failed or when initiatives failed was that there was either a gap in one of these four areas or that they were happening in the wrong order, that somebody might be starting with a how before it was clear where they intended to go and why. And so what the Velocity Advantage boils down to, and it's been applied thousands of times, is that all you do is you get, and it sounds very simple, but it's not a natural organizational act, and that is, as a group, you get clear on where you intend to go and why in a given time frame before you start thinking about the priorities, before you start thinking about how to do them, and you start thinking about how to do them before you start thinking about who should actually be involved. And something as simple as that can help you improve the speed and direction of your initiatives. It's not difficult to work with speed. It's also not that difficult to have very good direction but never get out of the blocks. But it's the combination of those two, which is the essence of velocity, that helps cross-functional groups get out of the blocks faster and make a bigger impact.
Also in the book, you write about the EDBA process. Can you briefly explain what it is and its importance as well?
It is. EDBA is the acronym for Envision, Design, Build, and Activate. So Envision is all about getting clear on where you intend to go and why in a given time frame before you spend time on design, which is essentially what you therefore need to do and when. Build is how to best do those things, and then activate is who should be responsible for what. And when we apply EDBA through a tool called, or a survey called strategic profiling, then it helps people identify with that model, see where they get energy in those four areas, so that then as a powerful team, they can get their energies in the right places and be able to get envisioned before design, design in front of build, build in front of activate, and then get out of the blocks much faster.
And that's always good to hear. Today we're joined by Mr. Jack Bergstrand, the author of The Velocity Advantage, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, how does The Velocity Advantage work for small to mid-size organizations?
Well, it works at all levels. So I would say it even works if you're planning a family vacation. So if you decide how you're going to go on a vacation before you decide where you're going to go, you can predict that you're probably going to get stuck. For a small company who has a great idea and wants to get that great idea into the marketplace, it's invaluable because it's very easy to get stuck in one of these four areas. It may be easy to get stuck on, you know, the design piece, particularly if it's an engineered software product or something like that. Could be very easy to get stuck in the envision and never get to design. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're building something great and you want to make an impact as soon as you can, if you take the knowledge that you have either as an individual even, or but as a team in particular, and you sit down and you take a look at what you've got, and then you co-create a strategy as simple as getting everybody on the same page, headed in a single direction around where do we intend to go and why in a given time frame, a single version of that. Then what do we therefore need to do and when, and a single version of that. And then how is the best way to do those things, and a single version for that. And then based on that, okay, who needs to be responsible for what? And it can help a group of people get to an action plan much faster and reduce the amount of rework pretty significantly.
Lastly, you offer advice for making Velocity your brand. What are some steps to accomplishing that?
Well, first, it's a mindset that takes a look at the combination of speed and direction and how you want to run your company in order to improve the speed and direction of whatever business you're in and whoever your customers are. There are ways to be able to take a look at the way you organize and making sure that you're looking at things in a much more virtual way and that you're applying technology in the smartest way. But even more important than that is that you're optimizing the neurons of your group so that you can not get stuck by getting envision, design, build, activate in the wrong order, or have a gap in the sequence of those four things.
Well, Mr. Bergstrand, it certainly has been good to have had you today, and thanks for all the information shared. Where can listeners get further information about the Velocity Advantage? How can they get a copy, and where can listeners get further information online as well on your company?
The best way is to go on to Amazon for the Velocity Advantage, and as far as our company, they can visit brandvelocity.com or Consequent, which is dnqnt.com.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Bergstrand, a pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Jack Bergstrand, the author of The Velocity Advantage. He's also the CEO and founder of Brand Velocity, Inc. and Consequent. And for further details, visit CNSQNT.com. And all links will be accompanied within the show notes of this broadcast. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.